Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet, beginning our study of the third parak of Bechorot, continuing with the theme of Bechor Behemah Tohara. If you buy an animal from a non-Jew, continuing with the theme of the end of the previous parak, how to deal with a safek. So you bought an animal from a non-Jew and you don't know if it ever gave birth or not. What do you do when it gives birth? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eiz bat shnata vaday lakohen. If it's a goat within its first year and then it gives birth, then you know that that's its first one. It goes to the Kohen. Ikan ve'elach safek. Anything afterwards, safek. Rachel bat shtayim, a ewe during its first 2 years. Same thing. Vada the Kohen. Ikan ve'elach safek. Parav v'chamor benot shalosh. Both an ox and also b'chor be'mat teme'ah, chamor, within the first 3 years. Same thing. Vada the Kohen. Ikan ve'elach safek. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Ilu bivlad habilvada be'mat nifteret. If it was only with a regular birth, that when an animal would become exempt, and we already saw something about that at the end of the previous parak with the Yotzei Dofen, then kidvarecha, you'd be right. Halamrus siman avlad be'mat daka tinuf. We see that when an animal has certain kinds of emissions, that indicates that it had a birth. Uvigasa, if it's a bovine, then it has a placenta, shilya, uvisha, shfira, shilya. In a woman, it's going to be an embryo and a placenta. Zeaklal. So Rabbi Kiva says, rather, here's the rule. And what that means is, it could have been that this animal miscarried and it would already make it no longer able to have a bechora, able to have a bechor, and that could have been earlier. So Zeaklal, here's the rule. Kol shiadua shibichra, in kan lakoin klum. If we know that this animal had already given birth once, the Kohen gets nothing. Chol shelo bichra, if we know for sure she didn't, arizah the Kohen. Im safek, yechal mumola balim. If we don't know, then it's the regular rule of motzeh b'chel v'raya, and because of kedusha b'chor, you let it get a mum, and then, and then you can eat it, on your own. Okay, mikan va'ilach hamay safek. Why is it a safek, according to Rabbi Shmuel, after that year? Halecha charov be'mot. Why don't we follow the rov? Rov be'mot, mitabrod, fiyodot, betoch shnatan. Ninu, most animals do become pregnant and give birth within their period. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. Havadei melet olid. So if you bought an animal and it was already, let's say, a goat, after 2 years, it for sure gave birth, based on the rov. So lem Rabbi Shmuel, kor meir sfirolei, perhaps Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir, the Chayish Lemiyuta, for a mayor famously is concerned about the minority of cases. The answer is no. Filu Temer Rabbanan, even Rabbanan would agree here. Why? Ki Azli Bataruba, when do Rabbanan follow Rov? Baruba de Ite Kaman, when you have a Rov which is present in front of you. Kigon Tesha Chanuyot, for instance, the famous case where you find meat on the street and there's 10 stores on that street that sell meat and none of them sell kosher meat. And therefore you follow the rove and say the meat's kosher, or Sanhedrin. When you have a Sanhedrin and they vote right in front of you. Of Aruba Delete, come on, when you have the rove but all the components are not available to you, it's just a rove of how things behave. Loaz the Rabbanan bat Aruba. Maybe Rabbanan don't follow rove and they say, look, in some cases an animal doesn't give birth yet, so this might be one of them. But that's not true. V'hakatanuk tana, when you have a little boy or a little girl who fall to yibum for one reason or another, deruba leita, come on, what are we basing on? Basing on statistical probability of children being sexually impotent. Here we go. Kazu rabbanan bat deruba, and the rabbanan follow the rove, did not, as we see. Katanuk tana lochotzin v'lo miyamin divra meir. Meir says that if you have a young boy is the only brother, and the woman falls to him, or a girl was a tana, was married, husband dies without a kid, she falls to a yavam, they don't do chalitza and they don't do yibum. Amrulo yafel marteshen chotzin. The rabbanan said you're right about chalitza. Why? Because ish katuba parsha. When it comes to chalitza, it says the man, she takes the shoe off the man. We compare her role and his role, so therefore she also has to be a full mature person and not a kid. So matam en miyamin, but Rameir, why can't they do yibum? Amalhem katan shemimatzei saris, ktana shemimatzei ailunit. Because remember, Yibum is always a dangerous thing, because if it's not done in the setting that is necessary, it's a violation of Erva. So if the kid, if the boy turns out years later, he never developed properly sexually, then it was a violation of Erva without a mitzvah. And if the girl didn't develop, she became an Eilonit, or she turned proved to be an Eilonit, then su pokin be'erva. So Rabbanan says, Zilbat Aruba. So just follow the Rov. Rov tanim lav sriseminu. Most little kids, unless we know differently, don't grow up to be a saris, to be a eunuch. Zilbat aktanot, and follow most girls. Rov tanot lav eiloninu. Most girls do not grow up to be an eilonit. So therefore we say that Rabbanan do follow Rov, even when it's a statistical Rov, and not just a Rov of things in front of us where we see what a majority of them are. It must be that Rishmael only holds like Rabbi Meir. He's choshesh lemiut, and therefore, since in some cases an animal may not have given birth, even though it's already past its years, as therefore it may, the animal that it gives birth to now, after 2 or 3 years, or whatever the number is a sofik bechor. Ravina Mar Filo Temer Rabbanan. He said, no, we can go back to Rabbanan. He asked the Rabbanan about the Ruba. When do the Rabbanan follow Rov? Beruba de lo tali b'maseh, a Rov that's just based on human behavior. A kid is born, chances are he's going to develop properly. Ruba de tali b'maseh, but here it's a Rov that depends on something else acting with it, which is the animal getting pregnant depends on a male mating with it, etc. So therefore, lo, therefore they would say, since this animal on its own could decide it doesn't want to, that's the way it's going to behave, that's the way it was ranched or set up, therefore we can't follow the Rov. So Ravina sort of saves the idea that Rabbi Shmuel may be indeed following Rabbanan, not just Rabbi Meir. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, watch this braita that's going to expand on our Mishnah. Eiz bat shtata v'adai l'koim nikan v'laman safek. Rachel bat shtayim v'adai l'koim nikan v'laman safek. Parah bat shalosh v'adai l'koim nikan v'laman safek. Chamura kipara, so far exactly like our Mishnah, like Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Yehuda omer chamura bat arba shanim, he changes one thing and says that a donkey is a 4-year piece, not 3 years. I can Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Now, we're not going to get to Rabbi Kiva yet because we have Rabbi Yeshua in the middle. Shinemru divayim the fair Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is older than Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yeshua heard this report. Amar lan suvi mrulo the Rabbi Shmuel ta'ita. Go tell Rabbi Shmuel you're wrong. Because either bivlada bilvada behema nifteret, if, and it was true that an animal becomes patur from bechora, just by having a kid, and that's the only way, ayakid varecha, you'd be right. Avalamru, simana vlad behema dakatinu, vugasa shilya, rishashfir vashilya. He quotes exactly what Rabbi says in the Mishnah, which is that there are other things that can exempt you from bechora, which are less than a full birth. Vani einani omer kein. And Rabbi Shua, by the way, says, but I don't accept that tradition. Ella, eiz shetinfa bat shisha, if a goat had some sort of an afterbirth, meaning a miscarriage of some sort, at 6 months, yoleh betoch shnata, then it could still give birth during its year. Which means you could have, a goat which is giving birth during the first year, and it's still not a bechor, that animal's not a bechora, because during the first 6 months of its life, this animal already had some sort of miscarriage. Rachel shtinfa bat shnatayim yoleh betoch shtayim. So the same thing with Rachel, again, twice as much, it could have had tinuf during its first year, and then still had a baby in its second year. All right, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva then turns around and says, "Ani lo bati de midazu. I don't have that understanding." Exactly like the Mishnah. Now, the Ma'akev Palgi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yeshua, and this is the first component of taking apart this Braita, and this will be what we'll end with in this podcast. Where do Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua disagree? Lema b'tinuf poterkem palgi. Perhaps they disagree about whether tinuf is enough to exempt, or maybe you need a full birth. Shmuel savar tinuf eno poter. Yeshua savar tinuf poter. The answer is no. Idechazin in the tinuf. If we saw that the animal really had this afterbirth, whatever, the chuli amalo pligi the tinuf poter. Everybody would agree that he's exempt. You don't need to have a full proper live birth to exempt. What they are disagreeing about is whether or not we should be concerned that maybe there was tinuf. That's the machloket. Since when is Rabbi Yishmael not choshesh? We just got through saying that Rabbi Shmuel certainly holds like Rabbi Meir to Chayish Lemiut, which means Rabbi Shmuel certainly has to be Choshesh Latinuf. So the answer is Ki Chayish Lechumra. His Chash is on Lechumra, meaning he'll only say, I'll take a mute into concern when that will set up a Chumra, such as our case, to make an animal after this time a Suffek and not totally certainly Potter. But Lekula Lo Chayish, he won't do it Lekula because here, being Choshesh of Tinuf, would it be an exemption. Maybe he's choshesh even the kula. Maybe the machlokin is whether an animal could have tinuf and still go back and have a baby during that first year. If it really was metanefet, it wouldn't have a baby, which means the fact that it had a baby during its first year proves that it never had any sort of birth event during the year, and it's a bechor. But only vade lo tanif. Rabbi Shua says, and he says it's possible for an animal to have like this birth event and then to actually have a baby during its first year. And Vania Neomerkane. Right? Rabbi Shua says, but that's not the case. Alright, so, but rather he says that, it still could happen that it would have tinuf halfway through and still give birth. Now, Ma'ika ben Gemore Lisfore. So now, Rabbi Yeshua himself quoted a tradition and he disagreed with it. It's the tradition that Rabbi Kiva adopted. What's the difference between his tradition and his own thinking? Shinfa b'toch sof shisha. The first possible thing is a case where it had tinuf at the end of 6 months. Remember, the gestation for a goat is 5 months. They disagree about Ziri. The Amr Ziri and Tinuf Pachot Mishloshim Yom. Tinuf itself is an event that lasts for 30 days, which means for 30 days after that event happens, she's not going to mate. So therefore, Ligamore Itle de Ziri, according to the tradition that he recorded, we accept Ziri, which means that if it had Tinuf during that time, then it's out for the year. And therefore, it can't have a baby during the first year because if it had tinuf at the end of 6 months, plus another 30 days for a minimum amount of time of tinuf, during which it won't mate, and then another 5 months of gestation, so that means it will not give birth before the end of the first year. Lisvara, lately to Ziri, but according to Svara, we don't have Ziri, and therefore it could have tinuf at 6 months, a week later get pregnant, and have a baby there. Perhaps everybody accepts Ziri. They disagree about whether or not such animals have abbreviated gestation. According to his tradition, there is no late on the Mikutoin. It doesn't happen, we don't have an abbreviated tradition. And therefore, an abbreviated gestation. And therefore, if it's giving birth now, that means it did not give birth, it could not be giving birth during the year, if it had tinuf earlier. Lisvare, Amrin Yoled Mukdoim. According to Svare, you could have that possibility. Right, Amrin Amrin Yoledet. It's possible that everybody agrees that gestation is full term, full 5 months. And they disagree about Mitzatayom Kechulo, meaning, Ziri said there's a 30-day period for tinuf. So if you had tinuf starting at the end of 6 months, you end up now at the end of 7 months. Question is, on that same day that the tinuf ended, could it become pregnant? According to his own svar, you could say that, which means it could be born the same year. But according to the tradition he quoted, we don't say that, and therefore it could not have been born during the same year. We'll pause at this point, pick it up with the rest of the analysis of the Braita in the next podcast. In the meantime, I should have a wonderful day.